You're listening to KNKX. Industry officials say there's never been a better time to look for work on the waterfront. A recent maritime job fair attracted high schoolers from around Seattle. 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Port officials are looking to place 150 interns for private businesses in Seattle this summer. First, they have to get the kids interested. Kids like 16-year-olds Tim Veal and his friend Dupree Pickett. They're from an alternative program in South Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood called Opportunity Skyway. They tried operating the robotics on a manned submersible that can conduct underwater research. The kids operated the vehicle's arm with a joystick.
I don't know.
You scared?
Go, don't
you can't break it. You can't hurt it. Go ahead.
I don't want to break it.
No, you can't break anything.
For years, Ballard High School was the only one in the Seattle district that offered vocational training in maritime jobs. But that's changing. So teachers and principals brought buses in from around the town to see what kinds of opportunities are available. Charles Parker was the chaperone for the at-risk kids from the Interagency Academy.
Like, some of our children won't go or not interested in going to like a four-year school because, you know, when they come out of college, they have this overhead of $100,000, $80,000, and some kids, a lot of our kids can't afford that. And so we were thinking about just connecting them with skills and trade centers or whatnot to just engage them to where they're coming out with eight months or maybe a year, and they're coming out making $60,000, $80,000, opposed to coming out with this debt over their head. So
others, including a group of juniors from Cleveland High, checked out commercial diving and science careers. Nyala Flight says she already knows what she wants to be.
I actually want to be a marine biologist and a zoologist, so scuba diving,
sure.
Yeah, I could use that.
Her friend was not so sure.
So you just put it on right like a jacket.
This isn't that bad.
Girl,
that
I think it's because I'm really short. I felt like I was just about to fall backwards.
Demonstrations included knot tying and safety techniques using flares or life jackets. The port says funding is there for 82 positions internally, plus support this summer. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we dig big clams. 88.5 KNKX. Dig it on knkx.org and NPR1.